Hello, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your co-host, Chloe.
And Natalie.
Yes, Natalie has joined me from the depths of her school program over at VCIT to join us.
What is up?
For one holiday episode.
Yeah.
How are you? Good to know that you survived another term.
I did. Barely. It was tough, but hope everyone is enjoying their holiday break. I know I am.
Are you, Chloe?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm still waiting for one of my marks, actually, from final exams, but until then, it's been relatively good. We obviously spent time with friends and family, so hope everyone is doing the same, keeping warm inside. There's another snow dump the other day.
Yeah, we were struggling to get here. You need shoes with traction, that's all.
Yeah, it's really slushy outside, so hopefully everyone has a good pair of rain boots or something.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, the World Juniors, we'll talk about hockey later. Let's kick things off. So, this episode is a special episode, kind of. We are going to be playing songs from the 10 nominees for our the Permanent Rain Press's local band musician of the year.
Yeah, which it's a poll we put up every December. Maybe this is the fourth year. And yeah, we like to feature different acts every year mostly. And yeah, just acts that have been keeping busy, doing a lot, continuing to grow as musicians as well.
And usually different, there's some different genres in there, but really just
a good mix of everything.
Something we do to showcase a bunch of different acts, because there's so many great acts from BC and so many that have had amazing releases this year. But we just tend to kind of highlight nominations are by our team members, our team of writers and photographers. So that is always fun to get people involved.
And voting is by everyone who checks out our website, or anyone with internet can vote. Voting's open till the 29th through the 29th, and you can vote once every 24 hours for your favorite artist.
So there are a few days left, so if you like some music that you hear, feel free to go to our website and vote for them. But yeah, it's just all in fun. They all have our support, undying love and support either way. But the first song we have for you is by Moo, who is a dream pop duo from Vancouver. This was off their album 2, or the Roman numeral numbers 2, it came out in February, and this is the song My Hunter, My Forest. Moo was nominated by our writer Natalie D, who also is involved with CITR and her the radio station as well. So she really likes their music. This is off their second EP. They're heavily involved in the local scene. And I believe Moo themselves are friends of the station. They played live at CATR recently. So hope you like the song. Here is My Hunter, My Forest by Moo.
Oh,
That was Restless by Fade.
We think it's Fade.
F-V-D-E.
F-V-D-E. So you can take that as you will. We're assuming it's Fade. Fade is the trap hip-hop project of 16-year-old Angelo Hernandez. And once again, yeah, that was off his album Transparency.
Yes, Transparency.
Really kind of glitchy, dreamlike sounds. And he was nominated by our photographer, Hallie.
Yeah, great up-and-coming producer. We expect to hear more from Fade in the new year, hopefully.
He has a SoundCloud and a Bandcamp page, if you want to Google that for more of his songs. He has, doesn't Transparency have, like, a lot of songs on it, right?
Transparency has 21 songs, quoted from his Bandcamp page, 1 year of love, loss, anger, stress, and change. So definitely some kind of personal stories in the mix there, and I think it comes through really well in his music, so check it out. The next song we have for you is 19 Pound Baby by Japanese Girls off their latest album, Divorce, which was released this past summer. Japanese Girls was nominated by our writer, Kazi. They've been a friend to the site for a while.
We've had them on a radio show a couple times.
Yeah, and we chatted with them a few years back. So Kazi thinks, here's Kazi's words. Featuring angst-ridden, heartfelt, poetic lyrics unmatched in previous work, Divorce is a complex and even better follow-up to their debut album, which is also great, Circulation. So here is 19 Pound Baby by Japanese Girls.
The doctor tells the nurse that she ain't got the nerve anymore. The patient's even worse. They moved her from the hall to the ward. So
There's a darker side to everything. That's why I tend to try not to think. There's a darker part to you and me. We're never who we want, but I guess that's meant to be. I'm pasting gray words over sun-streaked beats like I never met someone as dismal as me. The words make you frown, don't put the pages down, cause when was the last time you forced yourself to think? Sometimes I feel like my brain was on the shelf and I picked it out just to mess with myself. Cause there's another side to me, the darkness only helps. And I can't say it's me, but I can't say it's someone else.
Listening. Okay, we started talking at the same time. Awkward. You're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Darker Side by Amistad. They're a Vernon 5-piece, and that was off their EP Talk Peace to a Wolf, which came out in May. I'm a huge fan of them personally. I really like their music. I nominated them. They've had a big year. They came out with that EP. They also finally broke into the Vancouver music scene more. They played a few shows here, starting with the Hiatus Music Festival. I think it was during the summer. And they were chosen to play this year's Whistler Film Festival music showcase, which is kind of cool. I think they only chose 9 acts. And yeah, they super talented. I think I like this kind of spoken word aspect they have to some of their music. And they use the hashtag local power a lot to, you know, push the local, especially in Vernon as well, and also just BC in general. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. What's up next?
We have IAEA. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
You're probably not.
Capital A, lowercase e, apostrophe AEA. It is by the newest song by Walgren. Walgren is the project of Vancouver vocalist, violinist, and composer Tegan Walgren. She was nominated by our photographer Stephanie for the title. Really great music. She also has
CITR. She's a friend of CITR at the radio station, which is something really cool. She's played Shindig before, and she'll be releasing her album Bird Alien next year. Really nice ethereal music. Here is Stephanie's words. It perfectly combines the ethereal nature imagery of our own backyard of Lynn Headwaters with soaring strings and angelic choir vocals. So there you go. Really hope you like the song. Here is a... Oh, did I say it differently this time?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it can't be right. You can...
We'll look it up.
We'll look it up, and you can find the song on Bandcamp. Walgrin, WALLGRIN.bandcamp.com. Hope you enjoy.
Wailing from the deep, she wanted me. She wanted me. She wanted me. Siren, won't you call?
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Before these short messages, the song that you heard, I looked it up and I believe it's Aya by Walgren. Apologies if I'm still pronouncing that wrong. I think that's what it is. And the song that we just played was Spin Forever by War Baby. They are a Vancouver three-piece, I believe, and that is off their album Death Sweats. War Baby was nominated by our photographer Ray. Death Sweats actually came out late 2015 in October, but they've still been doing a lot this year. They opened for Eagles of Death Metal at the Commodore Ballroom. And yeah, in Ray's words here, he put about the album, "The record, like the band, was another unrelenting Sludge and Fuzz Fest that was surely a worthy successor to their previous work. So that's what he had to say about Death Sweats. Great album. Definitely go check them out.
The next one we have is by Josh Bogert, who is a Vancouver singer-songwriter and actor. He actually came on our radio show the other month or a couple months back.
I wasn't here.
But really, really great artist. He was nominated by our writer, Sajia, who was also here when he was on the radio. And she says that his energy and musical chops blew me away. He is incredibly talented for someone his age and has worked hard to be where he is. So yeah, that's really evident. He's been involved with musical choirs, I think jazz bands, for a number of years. And like I mentioned, he is also an actor. You can catch him in Family Channel's Backstage, which also airs on Disney Channel in the US, which is pretty exciting. He released his self-titled debut EP earlier this month in December, or was it late November? I don't remember. Either way, it was recent. Yeah, it was recent.
Towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and he's had a couple of music videos released as well that's getting airplay on television, so definitely check those out. The song we have picked for you is Best Part of Me. So here's Best Part of Me by Josh Bogert.
It started out right, but it ended wrong. Somehow in the middle, we lost it all. And now I'm here all on my own, and I don't know how it's been so long without you. And I'm staring like mad at the open door, the one that you left 2 weeks before, wishing I could see your face once more. I want your love back, I'll prove it, 'cause baby I don't wanna lose this, and I'm fighting to get through it, but I'm dying. Before, wishing I could see your face once more. I want your love back, I'll prove it, 'cause baby I don't wanna lose this, and I'm fighting to get through it, but I'm dying on my own. Can you hear me? I need you. I'll shout it, I'll scream it. So now I never knew the best part of me was you. 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 Why did it take so long? Take so long. I want your love back, I'll prove it, 'cause baby I don't wanna lose this, and I'm fighting to get through it, but I'm dying on my own. Can you hear me? I need you. I'll shout it, I'll scream it. So now I never knew the best part of me was.
innocent girl of Incan descent. When the arrows falling down, will you stand with me? Build a fire out of pages of magazines. Someone like you don't come around every dynasty. A sooner, that's what you are. Feel the magazines. Someone like you don't come around every dynasty. A swooner, that's what you are.
This is Natalie, and that was Swooner by the Zolas. That is the title track off their latest album, which came out this past March. So the Zolas was nominated by Tiana, and they've had a busy year. They released that album. They also played plenty of shows. I know that they were playing across Canada. They also went on their first U.S. run. They played some West Coast dates, and they also were in the UK and in Austria as well. So yeah, super catchy stuff. Always makes me feel like dancing. I can't dance, but you know.
Awkward dancing.
Yeah, you can try to dance. Anyone can try to dance because their music is just like so upbeat. Cool stuff. What's up next?
The next song is by Alyssa Baker. It's called Dancing with the Giants. Alyssa.
More dance.
Yeah, more dancing, but maybe more like slow dancing. Alyssa was my nominee, Chloe's nominee. We had the opportunity to interview her this past summer, which is great to finally connect because we've been posting about Alyssa on our website since 2014. And she's now living in Toronto, not based in Vancouver, but it's great to see her succeeding back east. You can catch her in Lost and Found Music Studios, which is also a show on Family Channel. They're currently airing season 2.
Yeah, and she has a YouTube channel, and she posts some original songs and also some covers on there on quite a regular basis if you want to check that out.
Yeah, so what I wrote about her, it says, I'm quickly drawn to the expression in Alyssa's tunes, her soft but peppy vocals, a spark in the always dynamic melodies. So this is off her EP, her latest EP, Undone, which came out this past summer. It has around 5 tracks on it, a great range of tunes from slow to more upbeat songs. This is one of my favorite tracks off the release, Dancing with Giants. It has some nice keys, use of piano as well. So hope you enjoy Dancing with the Giants by Alyssa Baker.
Picture me, I'm standing on your back porch. Can you start to see it now? Use imagination when you can. Words you never said aloud are hanging around your head. A string of lights draped loosely from the sky, making up the story as you go now. Giants dance around your yard.
All right, I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain okay, just fine. Back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
One last try. I swear we say this every night. Don't build me up to say goodbye. Then let me go. Suddenly, the air is getting hard to breathe. I feel your body next to me, but I'm alone. You look up at me, yeah, we're almost there.
That was It's Not Over by 45 Spacer. They're a brother duo based in Vancouver. They haven't released an album yet, but they have quite a few singles out. They're available for purchase on iTunes.
We should mention
on YouTube
that they're the last band of the 10 for our nominees.
Yes.
Natalie nominated them.
Yeah, I've had the chance to see their live set twice this year, and yeah, they were both solid displays of, I'm just reading off what I already wrote, but solid displays of charisma and musicianship. Yeah, they have a lot of talent, a lot of confidence for such a young act. They've played a number of shows this year, live shows, so finally breaking out into the scene.
But also in LA, they had a show in LA.
Yeah, they also sometimes play in California. They also play second at Landmark Canada's Vancouver Showcase. And yeah, what did I write here? Oh, burgeoning in energy and confidence, 45 Spacer is an ensemble that seems to be doing everything right in their young career, which I think is true. So.
And they sound great acoustic too, because
yeah,
we've heard them acoustic as well.
Yeah, they played a song for our YouTube channel, and we interviewed them at the very beginning of this year, I think, as well. So
they're going to have a great future, I presume.
Yeah, they've been working on a lot of new music, so looking forward to hearing some of those.
The next song we have is Hypertension by Dows.
Yeah, Dows is a trio based in New Westminster. They used to go under a different name and have a different sound, but yeah, since then they've evolved. And the new album, when did it come out? It came out in
October.
But yeah, great stuff, kind of this tense, kind of angsty rock, I would call it. And they actually won our local band musician of the year poll a couple years back. So once again, this is Hypertension by Dows.
Silence will fall in the room. Said I was fine, but I spoke too soon. All the thoughts you occupy trouble my mind. Nobody wants to be wrong. The torment of getting along. There's not much left for us now. Break down and cry, so I will cross your frame and make you understand.
understand why. You can't say you've never been talked to this way.
Wow, that was really good. But I totally chose the wrong song when I said earlier that they were like angsty prog rock. So if you actually listen to what I say, you're probably feeling really deceived right now. But they do have some of that on the album as well. So that just speaks to their diversity.
I like the end of the song. Really cinematic.
Yeah, they do have ambient folk elements as well, as you can see.
So we have one more song, but before then, we left some chatting time, so let's chat. Oh, I was a fanatic of the week.
No one knows what that is.
So there's these things I collect.
Isn't it Funnat?
Funnatic. These things called Funkos. They're pop vinyls. If you've been to Hot Topic, you might know
what
it is.
They have a wall of them at every Hot Topic.
They sell them at other stores
everywhere.
As well. They have like fun movie characters, comic book characters, just a whole bunch of characters.
Pop culture.
Yeah, pop characters. Culture characters. And they have a blog on their website, Funko. And I submitted a story, so I was their FUN, Fanatic of the Week, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, they just choose someone who
collects Funkos, has an interesting story, maybe. I don't have
story?
Half the number as a lot of the other people that were chosen.
People have
hundreds.
Like, rooms filled. Shelves
it's
filled
so
with those
crazy
things.
But it's so cool. I had a fun story. It's about my signed Morgan Riley Funko. Oh, segueing into hockey.
Morgan Riley's a hockey player.
Yeah, he's one FYI. Of my favorite hockey players. He plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they actually practiced at UBC, which I didn't mention in a previous show at the beginning of December, which is super cool. So hockey starts back up after the holiday break. The Canucks play tomorrow against LA, the LA Kings. And the World Juniors are also going on now. Canada plays again later today. They won their opener against Russia.
Any Canucks prospects playing in the tournament, Chloe?
Right now I only know Olli Juolevi's captaining Team Finland. Don't know if I follow Team Finland. I follow Team Canada. Thank you. who's playing for Team Canada? Dylan Strome. Coyotes prospect, Matthew Barzal, Thomas Chabot. It should be exciting. That's all there. We'll leave it. That should be exciting. Hopefully Canada's able to get back on top of the podium. They're playing back
because
east.
Because they weren't last year.
Yeah, they're playing back east in Toronto, so they have the hometown support. Hopefully the Canucks can pull out a win tomorrow. They were losing on their way into the holiday break, but hopefully they had a nice, good practice today. Hard work.
Yeah.
Yannick Hansen's out 4 to 6 weeks, which is definitely a big blow on the offense. But yeah, come on, Allie, go Canucks, go.
Yeah, we have one more song.
It is called July by Paisley. Paisley is a band from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I found this track. It's really great. They have really great melodies. This was off an EP that was released on their Bandcamp in June. Really like the song. I think I'll be back in 2 weeks on Tuesday, January 10th in 2017. Unfortunately, Nally will not be joining me for a while.
Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, Nally, thanks for sparing the time to come in. If she's not here, she might be painting art at home. So
not real art, like band art.
Well, thanks fan for art. Sparing the time to come out here, Nally. Really appreciate it. Thank you to anyone who tuned in. Hope you have a happy new year. Happy
Vote
new
for
year
our
celebrations.
Local band of the year. Local band
yep.
musician of the
Three
year.
Three more days if you like this.
Hope
first
yeah, hope you like some. The music you're hearing today.
So here is July by Paisley. Thanks for tuning in.
You want to escape.